Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome into a brand new episode of the RSL show on the KSL Sports Network. I am the intern, Alex Napolis. I'll be doing solo today due to the fact that the guys are still out on vacation with the international break this past weekend. RSL did not play, and so myself, Andy, Isaac, and Josh took advantage of that a little bit, took a little bit of time away from recording, and so we went on a quick vacation, and now we're getting ready to come back for the final stretch of the season to bring you guys the best RSL content. And just wanted to throw this solo episode out there to catch you up on what's happened over the course of the past week or past 2 weeks, and to get you ready for a busy week of RSL due to the fact that RSL travels to San Jose on Saturday, and then we'll play again Wednesday night at home against FC Dallas. To start, we'll talk about the 2-0 win from Real Salt Lake here at home against the Colorado Rapids. It was a game that I think RSL needed to win, a game that us as the fan base wanted them to win due to the fact that they weren't coming into this one in the best of form. The points, we need points at home for sure, and so Colorado was a good opportunity to get a bounce back, get some points at home, and maybe build some confidence as well for this team who'd come into this one losing 4 straight, including the League's Cup crash and the Open Cup elimination by the Houston Dynamo. And so RSL comes into this one. They come out with the lineup of Zach McMath, Andrew Brody, Justin Glad, Brian Vera, Brian Oviedo, Michael Chang, Brian Ojeda, Nelson Palacio, Jefferson Savarino, Chicho Arango, and Demir Kralik up top. To be fair and to be honest, I don't necessarily remember a lot from this game considering it was 2 weeks ago. However, you cannot forget, and I don't think we will be forgetting anytime soon, the golazo from the Colombian Brian Vera off the free kick to beat Ilicic of the Colorado Rapids and make it 1-0 early in this one. I think it was the 19th minute where Brian Vera was able to score the rocket of a golazo to make it 1-0. Chicho Arango then later in the second half would add a second. With that, RSL gets a 2-0 win at home against the Colorado Rapids to win the Rocky Mountain Cup. 3 points at home. And, of course, treated to a golazo from Brian Vera in that one. So 2-0. RSL heads into the international break with the 3 points. And plenty to build on. Plenty a big boost of confidence for the guys as the team headed into the international break. Quick side note too as well, shortly after the match, I believe it was 2 days after we played Colorado Rapids, the Colorado Rapids decided to part ways with head coach Robin Fraser. Unfortunate situation for Robin Fraser because I don't necessarily think coaching was the issue at Colorado, but now Colorado Rapids to start new. With a new head coach and the end of the Robin Fraser era after that 2-0 loss. And then, so we head into the international break. Jefferson Savarino, Ruby Rubin, Kevin Lambert, as well as Brian Ojeda, all players called up to their nations. Savarino, obviously, to Venezuela, Rubin to Guatemala, Lambert heads to Jamaica, and Brian Ojeda headed to Paraguay. They played some games and got some minutes with their international sides during the international break. So big shout out to those players for answering the call and heading over to represent their country during the international break. As well as during all this is during this little break, a roster move was announced for Real Salt Lake. One that I think came out of left field, but also made sense because they really weren't getting a lot of playing time. They weren't getting a lot of minutes, especially with the arrival of Chicho Arango, is that Elijah Paul, the draft pick for Real Salt Lake coming out of Washington, was loaned out to Larn Football Club in Northern Ireland, which happens to be the same club that Haziel Orozco was loaned out to earlier this summer as well. To go along with Elijah Paul's loan to Larn Football Club, it was also announced that Genaro Negro from the Real Monarchs was heading over to ADO Den Haag, the team in Netherlands, which is also under the Blitzer umbrella. He went out on loan to go play in the Netherlands. And then homegrown defender Delence Pierre joins the Colorado Spring Switchbacks of the USL. most likely for the remainder of this, for all three for the remainder of the 2023 season. So best of luck to them on their loans, and hopefully they get some good playing time, get opportunities to develop and then come back, and are good players for Real Salt Lake. Another RSL related news. We're happy to say that the son of Javier Morales, club legend Javier Morales, Santi Morales, who is playing in the Academy of Inter Miami FC, signed an official homegrown deal for Inter Miami. He becomes a homegrown player for his father's team, and now he gets to play alongside the likes of Lionel Messi. And so Santi Morales can learn a lot from the GOAT, can learn a lot from his father, and we wish nothing but the best for Santi Morales. We wish it was with us, but all the best to Javi, Santi, his family. Congratulations to Santi on the signing for the first team of Inter Miami. I think quite possibly the biggest news coming out of this international break is that Danny Mufsovsky, fans are aware that he was absent during the Portland match. He did not travel to Portland despite, no injuries, no signs of injuries, nothing along that nature. Didn't travel to Portland. He did not play against Colorado, and he wasn't called up to the 18 for either of those games either. And so the question began on what was going on with Danny Mufsovsky, because he was training. People who've gone out to practices and training over in Harriman say that Danny Mufsovsky was training by himself off to the side, not with the rest of the team. And so I thought he was dealing with a little bit of a nag. Something was bothering him as far as health, fitness, injury-wise. But I believe it was on Monday afternoon, Tom Boger of The Athletic and MLS reports that Danny Mufsovsky wasn't in the matchday squad for the last two games, which with the Portland and the Colorado match, because it has to do with his contract. The belief was when Danny Mufsovsky signed with Real Salt Lake and joined Real Salt Lake in the trade last year was that they'd work out a new long-term deal, which is yet to happen. And so now it sounds like Danny Mufsovsky, who has 9 goals and 5 assists so far this season, is holding out. Danny Mufsovsky isn't training at the moment either, is the latest that Tom Boger is reporting. His contract expires this winter, and so with an uncertain future, with no certainty of what's going to happen for Danny Mufsovsky in 2024, he is now holding out, isn't participating, isn't training with the team because of the contract situation he has here with Real Salt Lake, which, coming from a media perspective, when you have 7-8 games left of the season and you decide to sit out when you've been one of the most effective and one of the most high-scoring strikers on the team, it's going to hurt Real Salt Lake. And look, you can go back and listen to earlier episodes of the RSL show when we started the season. I was a big critic of Danny Mufsovsky. I didn't really know what he was going to bring to the table. I didn't really see what Danny Mufsovsky was going to bring to the table. And so I was harsh at times on Danny Mufsovsky. 100% take that back, because he has been one of those guys who's really stepped up this season. Has been kind of unexpected since the arrival of Chicho Arango. Him and Chicho have built a really good relationship. Chicho Arango usually occupies center backs while Danny Mufsovsky runs in behind, creates space, finds the back of the net. And so Danny Mufsovsky has been one of those pieces that kind of took me by surprise this season, and I thought he's been performing very well. And so now, you not only do you have to deal with the loss of Pablo Ruiz in the midfield, but now you have a player who's one of your top scoring players, who's been working really well with Chicho Arango, deciding to hold out, doesn't want to play until the contract situation is resolved. I just don't think it's a good look. Personally, the way I see it, if you want to show a club that you are worth what you're asking, you got to do it on the field. You got to show that you are worth it on the field. Obviously, I don't know the numbers that Danny Mufsovsky is asking, nor do I really know what's going on behind the scenes with that contract negotiation. But the way I see it, if you're an athlete, you got to show your worth on the pitch, and you got to show your worth as a teammate. It's just not the most ideal situation. You just lost Pablo Ruiz in the midfield. Now you have one of your top producing strikers up top, who's holding out, doesn't want to play. And so what does this mean for RSL going forward? Does the FO decide to extend Danny Musashi? Do they meet in the middle on a price? Who's to say? Who's to know? But you got to be on the field to prove what you're worth. And I understand the argument on the other side where, oh, if you get injured heading into your final couple months of your contract, it's going to be harder to sign a new deal as a free agent when you're coming off an injury. And yes, I do understand that. But at the same time, it's about being a part of the culture, being a part of the team, being a good teammate, as well as producing on the field as Danny Musashi has this season. Those are my thoughts. Those are my feelings towards Danny Musashi. I hope it gets resolved soon, because I think he's a player that we will need to make a playoff push, or to make a deep run in the playoffs, excuse me. And yeah, we'll see what happens. But as of right now, Danny Musashi is holding out, waiting for that new contract. And so we'll have more to report on that as we receive more information as it develops. Just want to do a quick glance at the table as we head into the final weeks of the season. In the Western Conference, everything is super close, super tight. St. Louis still at the top with 48 points. Seattle Sounders in second with 41. LAFC tied with Rouse Lake for third and fourth place at 40 points. The Houston Dynamo sitting below RSL in fifth with 39. Vancouver 38. Minnesota 37. San Jose 37. And FC Dallas 34. Austin FC and Portland knocking on that line with 33 points. Sporting KC also not too far off with 32. And then LA Galaxy and Colorado sitting at the bottom. Galaxy with 30 and Colorado Rapids with 19 points. Things in the West are super tight. And this is probably the most important stretch of the season, not only for Rouse Lake, but for the entire Western Conference, because one loss can put you in a bad situation and a couple of good wins can put you in a really good situation. I think RSL are going to want to finish the season strong, especially with Western Conference opponents in San Jose and FC Dallas coming up this week. And so this is the fun time. This is the final stretch of the season. This is where the table goes crazy. It's going to be an interesting run to the end, and we'll see where RSL is at the end of it when the dust settles. But keep an eye on the table. Keep an eye on results around Real Salt Lake, especially teams like LAFC, who just played this past weekend and lost to Portland by a score of 2-0. And so that helps out Real Salt Lake a lot. It's going to be really interesting to kind of see where things shake up, where people end up. And yeah, it's going to be a wild, wild west finish. And you love to see it in Major League Soccer. There has been a lot happening too around the league. As far as other team goes, obviously we just talked about Colorado losing their head coach and parting ways with their head coach and Robin Fraser. Head over to the Eastern Conference, New England. If you haven't seen or haven't been following what's going on with New England Revolution and that situation, go look into it. It's such an interesting and weird and crazy situation with what happened with Bruce Arena, with Richie Williams, Charlie Joseph, and a couple other assistants over there at New England. If you don't know what's going on, head over to Tom Bogert's Twitter or X page. He basically details everything that happened with Bruce Arena and the New England Revolution, and how Richie Williams was interim head coach for about 24 hours before getting sacked. Clint Pay, who was the head coach of the New England 2 team, is now the interim head coach. They also parted ways with Charlie Joseph and Dave Vandenberg, who were the assistants. Just a whole crazy situation that somehow got Caitlin Kyle suspended as well for Major League Soccer for a little bit. Go look, if you haven't yet, go check out Tom Bogert's reports on New England. Read through it. It's wild. To wrap up, let's look ahead at what's to come this weekend for Real Salt Lake. A trip to the San Jose Earthquakes on Saturday. Kickoff at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Time. The San Jose Earthquakes coming to this one in not the best of form either. They most recently got a win against Vancouver a couple weeks ago. Then they lost two straight, one to SKC, one to the Galaxy, and then two straight ties, one to Minnesota and one to DC United. It'll be an interesting game away from home at PayPal Park on Saturday at 8:30. RSL, who still have one of the best away records in the league, I think they fell down to second after that Portland lost. But regardless, RSL's been good on the road. I think they'll be tested on the road against San Jose, and it'll be really interesting to see where RSL is after the international break. The last kind of little break that RSL had after the elimination from Leagues Cup, I don't think necessarily helped Real Salt Lake. So it'll be interesting to see how they come out, not only after the 2-0 win, but of course coming off the break, coming off international break, and then heading to San Jose for a Saturday matchup against a team who is below them in the table. San Jose is going to be hungry. They're going to want the points. They're going to want to catch up to Real Salt Lake. So RSL have a big test at PayPal Park. And then it's a 3-game week for Real Salt Lake because they have the midweek match against FC Dallas. FC Dallas also coming in this one in the not the greatest of form. Most recently, they tied 4-4 against Inter Miami. We all remember that game. Crazy game for FC Dallas. And then coming back into MLS play, they beat Austin FC by a score of 1-0. They lost to St. Louis 2-1, and they tied 2-2 to Atlanta United. They've only played 3 games since coming back from the Leagues Cup. And so, again, it'll be interesting to see a team kind of taking a little bit of a break, hasn't had too much competition over the course of the last couple weeks. And so RSL, again, will be coming into that one at a midweek game here at America First. So make sure to be there. Make sure to support Real Salt Lake. Because right now, it's the end game. It's the final stretch of the season, like I said earlier, and it's going to be a fun conclusion to the 2023 season. To wrap up, head over to X, head over to Twitter, head over to Instagram, and let us know what you think about Danny Mufsosky and this contract situation. We did see a little bit of your guys' thoughts regarding the Danny Mufsosky situation when with a tweet that was posted from the RSL show, and it was kind of a little bit of a mixed, mixed reviews, really, for Mufsosky. Some saying that he doesn't deserve it, some saying that he does deserve it, some saying that RSL could do better, some even asking what's a fair contract, because look at the numbers of other players on the team compared to Danny Mufsosky. And so we just want to get your guys' takes. So let us know what you think about Danny Mufsosky holding out. And yeah, we'll read them on the next show when we have all the boys back. Speaking of which, sometime next week, we'll be back with you, with the whole gang, with Josh Clark, with Annie Munoz, and Isaac Munoz. Again, this is just a little quick solo episode from the intern, Alex Napolis, to recap, catch you up, not only on Danny Mufsosky, but everything that's happened with Real Salt Lake and related to Real Salt Lake during the international break. And so, yeah, I think that's going to about wrap it up. Make sure to go over to X, Twitter, give us a follow. Make sure to go on Instagram, follow us there. Head over to our YouTube page. We're going to post more RSL content here coming up soon on our YouTube. So make sure to go subscribe to the RSL show on YouTube to get a look at our videos and take a look at the RSL content that we are going to be posting there to wrap up the season. Again, we want to thank you guys so much for listening to the RSL show. We love you guys. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. Make sure to go tell us how much you love us. Tell us how much you hate us on Twitter, on Instagram. And we'll read you guys' posts on the next show. So, yeah, that's going to do it. From the intern, Alex Napolis, thank you for listening to the RSL show on the KSL Sports Network.